Virginia nights aren't that cold, are they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Well, folks, the guy playing the banjo.
Yeah.
He's got all sorts of talents we're going to gradually expose to you. Let me rephrase that. Anyway, he's a great musician. Been in the band about 10 years now, and he and I also work together on Sirius XM. And he's...
A few Bluegrass Junction listeners out there. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Any Derailed listeners out there?
He's got a tune for you. Nice hand, if you will, for Baltimore's own Ned Lubarecki.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, music lovers. Here's a tune that I wrote a long time ago. I used to play in a band from around these parts called Paul Adkins and the Borderline Band. Anybody remember that band? Somebody, one person, yeah. That explains that record we sold back in 1986, I think it was.
We have actually the president of the Paul Adkins fan club is here.
That's Paul's dad. Hey, Mr. Adkins. But I wrote this banjo tune back then, and I've been doing it ever since. This one's actually on my Netsky solo. But no, it's not on a different. It's on an album that's out of print, so you can't buy this.
Listen carefully.
But many of the same notes are on my record. I named this one after a road sign that I saw. I was traveling west on I-66 out of Washington, D.C. How many people have done that before in their lives, you know? So you know what a madhouse that can be depending on time of day. And every quarter of a mile, they have a place where you can pull over and get out of the way and let the other better armed passengers out of your way. And it's called an emergency pull-off. And that just said banjo tune to me. So this is... Emergency pull-off.